This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 16 deaths are now confirmed. Two bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday. We get more from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Search teams have failed to find the bodies of the last victims of a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The authorities said they faced unique and challenging conditions. The water has been contaminated by the volcano, and divers had to wear special protective equipment. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. On Sunday, recovery teams again landed on the island, but neither of the missing two bodies have been found. It's unclear when another recovery attempt will be made. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. The remains have been taken to Auckland for post-mortem examinations. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. The state's council's custom tariff commission said this on Sunday after the two countries agreed to a phase one trade deal Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets. The top priority of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is to leave the European Union on January 31st. That's according to Cabinet Minister Michael Gove. On Sunday, after the ruling Conservatives were re-elected with a large majority, Gove said on Sky Television that Parliament would have the opportunity to vote on the EU withdrawal bill in relatively short order. The government's top domestic priority, he said, would be shoring up the public health service. Again, he's saying the top priority, of course, is to leave the European Union. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at its long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A six-year-old girl has died after a wall collapsed on her during a powerful earthquake Sunday. The mayor of a town in southern Philippines told local radio. Clashes sparked police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Sunday after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protest was attacked for a second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas and push them back. Tens of thousands of people, many with fish-shaped posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni as part of a grassroots movement known as the Sardines. It's against League's leader Matteo Salvini's politics. We get more from Reuters' Amir McCarthy.
Protesters denounced Salvini, whose anti-immigrant Italy First rhetoric has resonated with many other voters. The Sardines movement is gaining momentum across the country after an initial protest that drew more than 10,000 in Bologna at the start of November. Salvini has dragged the League from the edge of extinction to become Italy's largest party in just 6 years, prompting an uncompromising line on law and order and promising big tax cuts in defiance of European Union budget rules. Critics say he promotes hatred with his social media attacks on marginalised groups like illegal immigrants, but his message has resonated with many in a country that has still not recovered from the financial crisis of a decade ago.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.